Well, we kind of remember much of the Book of Solomon came from whom? Solomon, right. Psalms was much from David, but Solomon wrote a lot, not all of the Book of Psalms, but much of, the, I'm sorry, the Book of Proverbs. I'm probably throwing you guys all over the place. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah. So Solomon, son of David, right? King over Israel. Do you remember how he got such wisdom? God said, yeah, you can ask for anything. And Solomon said, give me wisdom to rule these people. And God said, good answer. Better than wealth, better than power is wisdom, right? And that's how he got it. Did he walk in that wisdom his whole life? Unfortunately, just knowing it doesn't mean walking it out, does it? Yeah. Well, that's where we got this much of this book in Proverbs, but we remember in James chapter 1, God's word tells us, if any of you, who does that include? The whole lot of us. Me too. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all, without judgment, without reproach, without saying, do you deserve this? He gives generously. It'll be given to him. It will be given to him. So isn't that good news? Do you want to get wiser? Well, God said, just ask. Ask, and it'll be given to you. God's like any parent, right? We're there to help our kids. We want nothing more than for our kids' blessing, to help them do better in life, to be better people, to be better followers of Christ. That's what we want most. And God hasn't just kind of, like parents, young people, we have lived a few years. We do know a few things, right, parents? We don't know everything, but we've learned a few things, right? And we could learn, and parents, could we stand to become wiser? I should hear a resounding yes from all the parents. You know why? Because we've lived long enough to know how much we don't know. We know a lot more than we used to, but we realize how much we don't know. We're there, but you know, God isn't just wise because he's learned this stuff from experience. God is wise because the Bible says he is what? Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. He is truth. He is the very word of God. Jesus said, in the beginning was the word was with God, the word was with, and the word was God, and the word came and made his dwelling among us. That was Jesus. He is the word. So, the one who created us, the one who designed us, the one who knows how he intended for us to work is the one who gives us wisdom. You know, I've talked to people who have made mention of learning things the hard way. How many people have learned some things the hard way? Yeah. If you haven't yet, you will. It's coming, right? We all learn things the hard way. Was it easy? Was it painful sometimes to learn things the hard way? Usually. That's why it's the hard way, because it kind of hurts, right? How many would want their kids to learn everything the hard way? I've heard people that have said, you know what, I would rather learn things the hard way. I'm like, really? Why? Why? Why do you want to learn things the hard way? I would rather learn things through wisdom and teaching and say, oh, don't step off of that. It'll hurt. Okay, I won't step off of that then. Now I don't hurt. The school of hard knocks is something that we all go through, but it's not the preferred way of learning for anybody that I care about, or anybody that you would care about. That's why we teach people, just say no, don't do drugs, don't start, you know, habits that'll be destructive to your body. Let me teach you how to find the right person to marry because you're going to be with them for the rest of your life. Let me show you how to handle your money so you don't get yourself in tons of debt and you got to spend years digging out. Let me teach you how to treat others so that, you know, these are the things we teach people so that they know them without having to learn them the hard way. That's what Solomon's Proverbs are filled with. And that's what God our Father wanted to give us, right? He wants us to learn things through his word. So let's stand together and we'll read the beginning of Proverbs and see what we're going to get out of this wonderful book. Let's read together. The Proverbs of Solomon, son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom and instruction, to understand words of insight, to receive instruction in wise dealing, in righteousness, justice, and equity, to give prudence to the simple, knowledge and discretion to the youth. Let the wise hear and increase in learning, and the one who understands obtain guidance. To understand a proverb and a saying, the words of the wise and their riddles. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and instruction. Lord, just teach us. And Lord, let this prepare our hearts for this series of messages, Lord, that as we dig into the wisdom of this book of wisdom, Lord, just how to live life, how to do life better. So thank you for it. Holy Spirit, we ask that you teach us. We thank you, Lord, that you will do exactly what Jesus sent you to do, and that is to guide us into truth. So we come to you, Lord, with open hearts, willing hearts to hear, and love to obey. In Jesus' name. And amen. Amen. All right. Doing life better. Wisdom helps us to do that. It helps us to do life better, doesn't it? It does. So our verse starts off with to know wisdom and instruction. You've all heard of the term yada, yada, yada? Okay. How do we usually use the term yada, yada, yada? Blah, blah, blah. What's that? Yeah, you already know what I'm going to say. Blah, blah. Yeah, you already know this. I don't need to go into the details. Yeah, you already know the details. Well, the word to know wisdom, to know, is actually the word yada. So what you're saying is, I know, I know, I know, I know. Right? Or you know, you know, you know. So that's actually what that word means. Yada in Hebrew is the word to know. So now you know when somebody says, or you know, you watch some old sitcom, when they're saying yada, 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 saying, I know, I know, I know, or you know. But it's not in the Bible, it's not a whatever, you know what I'm talking about. It's a no. To know something is to learn, to perceive, which means to perceive, you have to look deeply. You want to find out. It's a knowing that requires a digging, a looking, a seeing, a finding, a discerning. It's that kind of knowing. It's not just this flippant, yeah, I know. No, it's, no, I need to know. I know that. It's important. It's something important that needs to be found out. That's the kind of knowing that Proverbs, this wisdom, is about. And we're supposed to know wisdom. Wisdom. What is wisdom? It's the quality of having experience and knowledge and good judgment to live out your life. It's having the stuff of knowing how to do life right and do life better. The original book of wisdom talks about a sense of confidence and firmness born out of a good, reasonable understanding of life. It's somebody that says, I understand how this works. It gives me, because I have an understanding of life, a wisdom of life, I can approach it with confidence. I don't have to be like, I don't know how I'm supposed to do this. What do I do if that happens? Well, wisdom says, oh, you know what? I see what's happened here. I know how to respond to this. You see the difference? We've all been in both places. We've all been in places where we're like, oh, what do I do with this? And we don't know what to do. We've also been with, and the older you get, the more you find those places where you're just like, okay, I've been here before. I know what this is. I know what's happening here, and I know how to respond to it. Two different places. Wisdom helps us to live our lives more in that second place of, okay, I understand this. I have some understanding and teaching and experience in responding to this. That's what wisdom gives us. It's the opposite of what it says in Ephesians here. When we're not wise, it says we'll be tossed. We won't be, when we're unwise and immature, or when we have become wise, we are no longer immature. And it says then we won't be infants anymore. Tossed back and forth by the waves, blown here and there by every wind of teaching, by the cunning and craftiness of people and their deceitful scheming. Do you ever see people that are like, oh, we're doing it this way now, right? Right? Oh, until somebody more popular or louder, okay, we're supposed to do it this way. And they're just, whichever way things are going, it's like, make up your mind. They don't have wisdom, or their wisdom has its source in something that's always changing. People can get wisdom from changing sources, can't they? And they're always having to try to keep up with how the wisdom of the world changes. The translation of wisdom is doing life better. Wisdom helps us to just simply do life better. Less of that school of hard knocks. How does that sound? Does that sound good? Less of the pain and the struggle of trying to figure it out the hard way. More of, I understand, I have a sense of where, what to do with this. Less of getting sucked into other people's bad advice. Because there's lots of advice, isn't there? Is there, is there a lack of advice in the world today? Oh my gosh. There is so many people trying to help you to do what they think is the right thing to do. We are inundated. It's just constantly coming at us. From every side. That's our world today. Doing life better is yada, not yada yada. It's seeking to know wisdom, gaining knowledge, gaining truth, not opinion, gaining truth from God. Learning how to apply it, gaining the experience of putting God's word into practice and saying, now I know, I don't just know the concept, I've lived the concept. I think that's when knowledge becomes wisdom, is when we have begun to learn to live out the truths, the ideas that we have learned. And then we put it into practice and we're like, I knew it. Now I really know how that works because I've walked through it, right? And finding the good judgment that comes from, like, I've been there. I know, I have an idea. And we don't always know every time exactly what to do, but our experiences of seeking God's wisdom help us to make decisions with better judgment. It just helps us to become more deep in our grounding and wiser in our grounding. So we're to know the book of Proverbs, to know that wisdom, that deep ability to live out truth, and instruction. Interesting word, instruction. It actually means a discipline, a chastening, and a correction. Now, the instruction, I think this word is more from the teacher's perspective than it is from the learner's perspective. When somebody's a good instructor, they're making sure that you're doing what you're supposed to do in order to learn what you want to learn, right? That's the teacher's job, right? I saw some commercial, maybe it was on the radio, about a man-boosting formula. I know you've all heard them. They're obnoxious. The man-boosting formula. You'll become a real man by taking a pill. Not by pumping iron and doing manly things and getting out there and learning and being, you know. No. You want to be a man? Take a pill. It's like, what is this? That's how we want wisdom to come anymore. I just want a pill. I just want to take a pill and then it'll be done for me, right? Right? I see that in some weight loss. Take this pill. You don't have to change anything in your exercise or eating habits. Eat whatever you want. Take this pill, and you'll lose weight. That's what we want from our learning of wisdom. And Scripture says, no, that's instruction requires kind of what more akin to, what if somebody was going to play football, and they're going to get ready for football season, and they're like, you know what, 3-a-days, I really don't like them. I don't want to have to sweat my head off for 3 hours. I don't want to have to work hard. I don't want to have to lift weights. I'm just going to take a pill. What do you think would happen when they got on that football field? They'd be disappointed, that's for sure. They'd get creamed, another thing, and the coach would be like, get out of here. What do you think this is? You're not ready for this. Yeah. You know what? When a coach teaches and instructs, you know what he does? He teaches them the plays. He teaches them the skills. He forces them to do them over and over and over and over and over again until they're sick to death of them. Repetition. He forces them to do conditioning. They do sprints. They do weightlifting. They do hard work, right? That's instruction. Michael with piano, when you learn something, especially when you were learning piano, what did you have to do over and over again? Practiced? How about scales?
Scales, different
over and over and over again. Yep, I took piano, I had to do oh, now you gotta do 2 octaves. Oh, now 3 octaves. And it's just repetition. That's instruction. That is how you learn. And I'm sorry to say, there's no pills. Wisdom comes through instruction. Getting into the Word and being taught and living it out by repetition. That's how it works. So it goes on to say, so you can understand words of insight, to receive instruction. In wise dealing, we have to be instructed. We need somebody wiser than us. I need people wiser than me. That's why I'm going to this discipleship training in a couple weeks. You think I want to spend my Saturday You know what? There's a part of me that says, I've got other things I'd rather do, but there's a part of me that says, if I want to become wiser as a pastor and help my church family to become wiser as disciple makers, I have to go to somebody who knows more than me. We all do. We all do. There's a right way to learn. There's a right way to prepare. And it starts with the playbook. It starts with God's word. It starts with seeking people who trust and have learned the word of God. You know, I was thinking yesterday, I can't remember what brought it to my mind. Oh, I was watching that new show about songwriting. I don't know if you ever watched that. It's one of the new reality shows. People try to write songs and they have somebody record their song. And the songs are about, there's a sense in our culture about there's no limits. Everything is possible. You be whatever you want to be, do whatever you want to do. There are no limits. And you know what? In some ways, that's why my father was able to have a new heart valve put in his heart without open heart surgery. I mean, they did it, and he was awake and out of the hospital in a couple of days. A new valve in his heart. Because people said, you know what? The sky's the limit, right? We need people that have the sky's the limit mindsets because, hey, God has given us gifts and talents to do amazing things. But there are limits, aren't there? Our culture wouldn't want to acknowledge it, but our culture has limits, doesn't it? There's limits of tolerance, right? Tolerance puts limits, doesn't it? You have to be tolerant of everybody, except if that person believes something, then you can't be tolerant of somebody who believes different than what you believe. Tolerance, the whole idea of climate change, there's people feel strongly about that, and you bet don't disagree, right? Abortion on both sides, there's people that, you know what, they feel strongly. I feel strongly about that. And so, yeah, there are limits. It's not you can believe whatever you want, right? Politically correct. Can you say whatever you want in today's society? Well, you can, but you might find, that culture has said, no, that's not anything goes. So there are limits. The question is, where are the limits coming from? Who decides the limits? Just a question. Just a question. Somebody decides them, don't they? Well, you know where I stand on who decides them. But you know what? Everyone can become wise. Isn't that good news?
Yes.
Everyone can become wise. I can become wise. And so can you. Let's just say I can become wise together, like you really mean it. One, two, three. I can become wise. Does that feel good? I don't think you really meant that. Let's say that again on three, but say it like this is a promise from God. It's true. Ready? One, two, three. I can become wise. Praise God. Let's give God some praise for that. Because that's his promise. It's good to know that this is a knowledge, this is a skill that we can all find. I remember as a new believer, my first times reading the Bible, I was just like, there was a lot of it. I just was over my head. I was not getting it. But I was getting little bits of it here and there. And the more that I received instruction, the more I sat under other people's teaching, the more I read it, I not only learned how to learn from others, I learned how to learn. So who was I learning from when I learned how to learn? Who's the one that guides us into truth? The Holy Spirit, yeah. The Holy Spirit was becoming my teacher as I learned how to listen to Him and begin to apply it and live it out. It's good. Everyone can become wise. Now, our scripture goes on to say it's to give a prudence to the simple. Would you consider yourself simple? I am. I've said it before. I'm not a complicated guy. You did not get a super intellectual pastor. Sorry. But you know what? I don't have to be. Praise God. I don't have to be an intellect to become, I don't have to be a Rhodes Scholar to become wise. This isn't just for people that go to college. Amen? It's for all of us. I can become wise. It's available. It says knowledge and discretion, to give knowledge and discretion to the youth. Young people, I don't care what age you are, you can become wise. You can become wise. And that's awesome. That's awesome. We can, it says, let the wise hear and increase in learning. Let the one who understands obtain guidance. You know what? The ones that are already wise, the ones that have already obtained guidance. You know, I'm smart enough already. Anybody in that boat today? Raise your hand. I don't even have any smart Alex that raised their hands that time. Yeah, smart enough already? I don't think so. We all have things. I'm just not smart enough for this. I've tried that before. I just don't get it, it's not for me. It's for smarter people than me. Nope. It's for the simple. It's for the wise. It's for people that are too young, too old, or think they are. It's for all of us. If we would just be seekers to know wisdom and instruction, to become discerners. I need to find this out. You can never be too early. And I want to just, especially our younger people, you guys are targets you're constantly trying to be sold something, aren't you? I mean, we all are, quite honestly. I don't think it's the whole boomers and millennials generation. There are commercial industries that are trying to sell us something. Entertainment industries that are just pointing out ads and you name it. They're trying to sell us something, right? The internet, you can't even be on your phone without being constantly trying to be sold something. Everybody wants you to buy what they're selling, to agree with their perspective, right? To sign up for whatever they're doing, to watch what they did, to be hooked on what they're trying to get to sell, to join whatever. We're inundated. We don't even realize how inundated we are because we're so used to it. But we need wisdom. We need wisdom to know that there is somebody trying to sell me something every minute of every day. I have to decide, where and from whom am I going to receive my instruction? Like I said, everything is, I shouldn't say everything, but it's amazing the possibilities that God has given us. But learn where your truth is from, and then fly as high as you want. Fly as high as the Lord will take you. Within the wisdom of God's word. Our last part of this verse here just kind of wraps it up. It says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and instruction. Wow, that's kind of, that can be a little harsh, feel a little harsh, right? Where do we begin? Where is the beginning of seeking knowledge, seeking wisdom? It's the fear of the Lord. That word Lord, you know why it's capitalized like that? Whenever the Bible capitalizes all the letters of Lord, they're using the word Yahweh or Jehovah. It was that word for God that the Jews wouldn't speak. It actually had no vowels, so you couldn't pronounce it. It was the holy name of the Almighty, Most High, Most Holy God. That's whenever you see that Lord and capitalized. The fear, the reverence, the awe, the setting aside, just knowing this is God Almighty. That's that healthy respect for Almighty God who spoke you into existence and could speak you out of existence just as quick. He's God, right? There's nothing he can't do. But that's not how he rolls, is it? His desire is to pour wisdom into you so you don't have to learn by the school of hard knocks. He wants to bless you. So he's offered, he's provided wisdom. And we start with recognizing God, you're God. You know, there are those that we can kind of talk tough, and I don't need God. I've figured it out. I don't need the Bible. I don't need church. But one day, they're going to stand before God. We are all going to stand there, and we will stand before Him, either as our judge or our Savior. Right? It made me think about, have you ever been in that situation where you're talking to somebody and they're looking at you and they start talking trash about somebody, and there's a group of people that are listening to this guy, and the person's just going off, talking trash about that person, and everybody's just like, oh, this is getting awkward. And all of a sudden, the person they're talking trash about walks up behind them. And everybody that's listening to the guy are just going, no, this is going to get good. This is going to be interesting. And the person just, they're just talking trash. And all of a sudden somebody's like, you might want to turn around. And all of a sudden they're like, busted, right? We go through life thinking that we don't need God. Some people go to the point of talking trash about God. You know, they just think it's foolishness, it's for weak people, it's for foolish people, it's for people that don't know any better, they're not smart enough to do anything but religion or that type of stuff. But guess who's standing behind them? Yeah. That's kind of that moment when the person turns around and realizes the person they're talking about is right behind them. That's what Judgment Day is going to be like for those that have said, I don't need God and I don't need His wisdom. I'll get my wisdom from whom I want to get my wisdom from. And Scripture says, you know what? Fools despise wisdom and instruction. That word actually means a morally bad person. Somebody that is, when the Scripture talks about a fool, it means somebody that just morally, they don't have any connection to instruction, to teaching, to God. They do their own thing. They don't need God. But guess what happens? If that person turns to God in humility, Because God's standing right there, right? You know what God does when we turn to God after trash talking him and we say, I actually really need you, God. You know what he does? He forgives. He forgives and says, you know what? I forgive you. And you know what? More than that, I'm going to start teaching you if you'll follow me. That's our good, good Father, that song we sing about. He's good. And so our last verse, just wherever you are in this idea of wisdom, we talked about this at the beginning. If any of you lacks wisdom, I don't care how old or young or smart or you think you're dumb or whatever it might be, if any of you lacks wisdom, ask. Ask. He'll give generously without finding fault to anyone who asks, and it will be given. And just the helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, this is Jesus speaking, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I've said to you. That's the promise. That's the promise for you. So wisdom is available to you. Amen? That's God's promise. And we're going to spend the next few months just richly gathering out of the book of Proverbs the wisdom that God has for us. It's going to be a good study, a good time. Let's just close our eyes. I'm going to just close in prayer today. Father, thank you so much, Father, for giving us this time, telling us, Lord, how much you want to bless us and minister to us, Father God, in ways that help us in our lives. They help us to live happy lives. They help us to live joyful lives. Help us to avoid pain in life, Lord. Thank you. They help us to avoid bad decisions. Thank you, Father, for wanting to do that in our lives. I pray that each and every one that's here, Lord, as we think about wisdom, we all need it, Lord God. Give us hearts, Lord God, to desire your wisdom, Lord. That you'll teach them, Lord. And Lord, maybe there's some here today that think that they didn't think they could become wise at all. I pray that these promises go deep to their heart, that this promise is for them, Lord God. I think of those that are thinking maybe that the wisdom that they've been getting from the world is better than your wisdom. And I pray, Father God, that they would turn to you now. They would seek your wisdom now rather than later. And Lord, you'd save themselves all the heartache and find all the blessing that you have, Lord. Help them, Father, to receive the promise you have for them. Lord, for them, some who didn't know that you wanted to make them wise, thank you for teaching us who you are. And I know there's going to be some here that are in desperate need of wisdom now. They're in the middle of something that is, they just don't know what to do. Their hearts are in tangles and turmoil, and they're just worried about tomorrow and next week and next month or whatever the situation is, and they're like, Lord, I don't know what to do. Thank you, Lord, for the promise that you've given them. That wisdom is available to them right now in the midst of their trials. So thank you for blessing each and every one of us, Lord, as we go. Help us, Lord, to be those that want to know wisdom, to seek, to discern, to search out your wisdom. And we'll thank you, Lord, for meeting us right there. All this we thank you for in Jesus' strong name. And amen. Amen. Let's close with that. I can be wise. Ready? I can be wise. Praise the Lord. Give God some praise and have a great day today.